Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying.
I'm Chen Xuan.
Some foreign retail giants have expressed confidence in the Chinese market and plan to expand operations here. Zhang Hong tells us more about two companies opening new stores in Shanghai.
Sam's Club is opening its fourth store in Shanghai tomorrow on Zhifengyuan Road in Baoshan District. Some nearby residents were lining up to get a membership this morning.
I didn't expect it would open a branch here. The new store will benefit us.
The Baoshan store is smaller but still carries about 3,000 types of products and is the closest to downtown Shanghai. It also allows customers to make an order by scanning the QR code in the store and have products shipped to their home, which is a new service they are offering.
Disposable income has been increasing in Shanghai and people here have stronger desire for good quality products. That's why we are willing to open new stores in Shanghai. We're planning to set up at least two new stores here in the next 2 years or so.
At the junction of Jingzhong Road and Xiehe Road in Changning, Swedish company Inka Group, the parent company of IKEA, is building its first Levette shopping mall in Shanghai with total investment of 8 billion yuan. IKEA's sixth store in Shanghai will open there.
Levette is a shopping mall and it will also be home to an IKEA store. We'll be able to hold events in the mall and I think it offers good business opportunities. We'd like to experiment with new business modes in Shanghai.
The manager also said the company is confident in the Chinese market. IKEA announced this week that it will invest 5.3 billion yuan in China in the next 3 years.
The city government's shopping coupons are being given out after the first round of lottery signups wrapped up. Each recipient gets three vouchers, one with a 50 yuan discount on purchases of at least 100 yuan and two giving 25 yuan off on purchases of more than 50 yuan. Some folks have already gleefully dashed out for a spending spree. Sisi takes a look.
At 7 a.m., a group of seniors were waiting for a Lianhua supermarket to open on Xinhua Road.
I'm always happy when I'm given a coupon, whatever the value.
The supermarket chain is offering extra value as it's giving out 20 million yuan worth of vouchers, where you save 10 yuan on purchases of 100 yuan or more. By 7:30, a small line had formed at the checkout counter.
We had about 200 customers in the first 30 minutes of business today, which is twice as many as normal. About 40 of them used a coupon, mostly the 50 kuai one.
And it was much the same at a Burger King on West Nanjing Road.
We both got the coupons. Today we used his and next week we'll use mine. Anyway, I will use up all the coupons.
We have our own promotions that can be combined with the coupons, so we'll be able to pull more people in.
The government coupons are valid till September 14th. Most major online retailers and offline grocery stores, eateries, and cafes take the vouchers when you open Alipay or WeChat and use the coupon code at the checkout. And fret not if you didn't receive them. The second lottery sign-up starts in the second half of September, while the third one begins in October. Keep in mind that changes in the value of the vouchers are possible.
Ukraine's state nuclear agency Energoatom yesterday said that Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant has been disconnected from Ukraine's national grid. A Ukrainian official stated that the region has been left without electricity, but the Russian side later said power has been restored to the region. Stephen Rancourt has more.
Satellite images showed fires near the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Energoatom said fires broke out in the ash pits of a coal power station near the plant's reactor complex and interfered with power lines connecting the plant to the grid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky blamed the damage on Russian shelling and accused Moscow of putting Ukraine and Europe one step away from disaster.
The world must understand what the threat this is. If the diesel generators had not turned on, if the automation and our technicians had not reacted after the blackout, then we would have already been forced to face the consequences of a nuclear meltdown.
Russia, however, is blaming Ukraine for the outage. The Russian Defense Ministry claimed that Ukrainian troops continue to shell the nuclear facility, saying Ukraine launched 7 strikes in the area near the plant using large-caliber artillery in a single day. The United Nations said the shutdown of power units at the plant indicates the need to send International Atomic Energy Agency specialists to the station as soon as possible. The IAEA Director General also said he hoped an inspection could take place within days once a deal has been reached on gaining access to the site.